Blog Talk Radio.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for selenium, and just recently, we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
May the blessing of Tyr be upon you.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
But a kingdom that has once been destroyed can never come again into being, nor can the dead ever be brought back to life.
Welcome to the Resolution Radio Network at resolutionrdo.com. You are listening to the Sonny Thomas Show, and I am your host, Sonny Thomas. If you want to call in or listen out, it's area code 607-203-5423. It's area code 607-203-5423. You can follow us on various social media. Actually, we still have a presence on Fascist Book, but it'll probably be disappearing soon as well because they censor everything. SonnyThomas.com takes you to the Fascist Book page. It may still be up in a while because once they delete your profile, it's like, who cares anymore? You know what I mean? So let's just double check just to make sure. Okay. I'm waiting for it to load. Anyways, you can also find us on other social media. You can find us on Gab at Sonny Thomas Show and at Resolution RDO. You can also find us, find me at Real Sonny Thomas. We're on Parler at Sonny Thomas Show. Apparently, the Fascist Book page is still up. And matter of fact, my computer's running really slow today. The last post was February 12th. So that was the last post before they screwed my profile, and I hadn't had a chance to make a backup one to have as an alternate, which I typically do. So now pretty much anymore, Facebook has made it so unfun to even use. And I guess, you know, we try to use the enemy apparatus as much as possible. So that's the whole idea, is try to use it as long as we can until they do it. The censorship is getting so obvious. Like I said, it's taken a fun out of, it's become from social media to socialized media to socialism media. So like I said, and anytime somebody comes with an alternative, they get quickly compromised. Either they get bought out and perverted into something else entirely, or they take them down like they did the Parler. So, but you can also follow us on Telegram at Sonny Thomas Show as well as at Resolution RDL. So we've got a lot of new listeners that have been tuning in the network lately, and because we've been finding other channels on Telegram to promote not only this program but also the network. And so we've noticed our listening numbers have gone up. Even more. So thank you very much for tuning in. It's your first time. Great. I'm Sonny Thomas. I'm the flagship program of this network. And also I'm a crazy SOB. So if you don't like occasional colorful metaphors, then tune out now. But otherwise I call as I see it and I don't give a damn what people think. So there's a lot of stuff I want to cover in a short amount of time. We're having to change our schedule. Normally we're at 8 o'clock on Thursday's night. But now we're doing it around noon because my scheduling has changed. So we're going to try to cover as much stuff as possible in a short amount of time. Okay, so there's a lot of interesting stories I wanted to cover majorly. And one that really took my peek this morning that I just posted a little over an hour ago. It's from InfoWars. It says, family fined, kicked off their own land for living in RV. Now, this is very disturbing, and this is pretty much the trial balloon of what they're going to do under Agenda 21 of eliminating private property rights. So, let's click on a link here and find this out. Because pretty soon, people are going to say enough. Because the courts are being completely compromised. We've already seen that with the election bullshit. If there's an impeachment for Supreme Court justices, it needs to be utilized on Roberts because he's completely compromised. And we're finding more and more information. He's connected to Epstein and Pedo Island and all this crazy stuff. So it's time to really start holding our government officials accountable. And I remind everybody of the last true uprising in the United States was in 1946 in August, when in Athens, Tennessee, known as the Battle of Athens, that and they made a TV movie of this that's also featuring Tom Sizemore in it, as well as G.G. Harris or H.G. Harris, whatever the guy's name, the guy that played the sergeant on Police Academy. I forget his name. But anyways, he was a corrupt mayor, and basically when veterans, people over in your in the during the war were hearing stories about how this mayor was just completely corrupt, and that basically they're like, well, we're going to have to do some changes around here. And I said, well, let him try to pull that shit when we get back there. Well, a year after the war was over, they decided to form a veterans party and decided to run against the establishment. When the mayor realized that he was about to lose his stranglehold on the town, he instructed the sheriff to gather up all the ballot boxes, especially precincts in question, and run off to the jail and barricade himself in there. And of course, some of the candidates that were running were obviously part of the Veterans Party. They said, screw this shit. So they basically brought trucks loaded up with as many rifles and guns they could get and just basically hauled ass over to the jail, surrounded it, basically told the sheriff and the mayor, you either come out with the boxes or you come out in boxes. It's that simple. And they thought they were bullshit. And he was trying to contact the governor to get the National Guard in there. And, of course, it was in the wee hours of the morning, so not too many people are answering the phones. And, of course, they opened fire on the damn thing and then threw some tear gas in there or whatever and got him out. And so they retrieved the boxes. There's a gorgeous mural that's printed down in one of the buildings not too far from the actual location, because the jailhouse is no longer there. It's been raised. I've actually gone down there and seen it and walked down in that town. It's really, really, really small. But the bottom line is it really is poignant and reaffirms why we have the Second Amendment. So that way we can go up against government no matter what level. And if it's become tyrannical, it must be dealt with. And that's what they do. This reaffirms. But under Agenda 21, what they're going to do is they're going to eradicate private property rights. We're already starting to see the cost of meat is going up. We see that one of the things that Trump was trying to do with his USMCA and some other things was to ensure that farmers and cattlemen obviously got better prices for their product, because we saw during FDR and the Depression and the Dust Bowl, they were trying to control prices and actually paid farmers to destroy crops. I can't understand this shit. So they could have fixed pricing. Well, that shit doesn't work, maybe for the short term, but not the long term. So these are all those interesting things that have come together, and a lot of people are starting to raise some questions about this. Well, it's not unusual, especially in the South, for someone to go buy a small plot of land, and as long as you, from what my friend of mine had told me, as long as you plop a structure on it, because they have certain criteria, even if it's a porta potty, it's a structure, or an outhouse. So you can actually go to Menards, buy yourself a half a decent sized shed, get yourself a porta potty, and then actually go live in that structure, because that's what a lot of people do. They have a temporary abode, so that way they've got, you know, some roof over their head, and they could be doing anything. So maybe clearing the property, maybe brush needs to be burned out, maybe it's completely tree lined and it has to be gutted. We see that a lot with development. Plus, then you got to figure out where your foundation is going to be, dig all that, pour your foundation. It takes X amount of time for it to set, all sorts of criteria. And, of course, they got zoning laws and all sorts of permit stuff and things that need to be addressed. And so these things take time. Again, especially if you're playing by the rules, building codes, everything. So here in Polk County, Cedartown in Polk County, Georgia, a Georgia family was kicked off their own plot of land and fined for living in an RV. Polk County resident Tim Leslie bought a plot of land with his life savings after getting laid off due to the pandemic lockdowns, where he and his family lived in an RV as they developed a permanent home. Before I could go to court, they showed up at my property, the building inspector and the code enforcement officer, and told me that I had to be off my land or they were going to seize my vehicles and my assets, Leslie told WSB TV last month. Institute for Justice lawyer Ari Bargill, Ari, really? Should be in brackets. Said Leslie's case brings up questions about property rights and freedom. This is a question about property rights, he said. Mr. Leslie owns the property in which he situated his camper. And as a result, he has the right to live there as long as he's not harming anybody through his use. Polk County Police issued Leslie a citation for living in the camper slash RV, citing several codes. But he argues that none of these ordinances specifically addresses Leslie's living situation. There is nothing that says that he can or cannot have a camper on his property, he said. They're trying to compile this mishmash of ordinance applications in order to be able to say you can't do this, but the reality is that this is a unique use of property. It's one that's not contemplated by the city's ordinances, and for that reason alone, it should be allowed at least temporarily. People are struggling financially. I think it's important that cities allow people some leeway so they can figure out creative ways for them to be able to make ends meet and to get by. Hang on, I'm trying to forward this. And to get by until they're able to get back up on their feet. Leslie has chickens, goats, a vegetable garden, and plenty of space for his wife and two children. We plan on building a forever home here and, you know, growing old and giving it to our kids, he said. Leslie lost in municipal court, but in an unusual move, a Superior Court judge agreed to hear the case. He's also working on a civil lawsuit against Polk County. Now, I firmly believe there should be a GoFundMe on this. And this is the type of stuff that you need to really step up and support people on, because this could happen to you, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, it's not unusual, especially for people in the South, to go buy a piece of land, throw some sort of a structure on it, because, again, you've got to develop it. It takes time, especially if you're having to schedule stuff, weather, all sorts of factors come into play before you can even get things up and running. And, again, especially if you're trying to play by the rules. But what really pisses me off, and I brought this up the other day, is the fact that how much we are enslaved by this capitalist society that we're in. You have to pay for your rights. And I mean, every way you turn, you have to pay a fine, fee, tax, something to get a basic service done. But some illegal kind come in here and can't even speak the damn common tongue and basically gets the whole red carpet treatment rolled out for them. While we're struggling to figure out if we can even afford to go to the dentist to do a cleaning, these guys are getting three hots in a cot and basically all the health care they need, especially if they're already having some contagion that's already inflicted upon them. So there's a serious double standard here, and I think it needs to be addressed. So this is a very, very important issue. And we need to follow this story very closely and really start making the townspeople go in there and start raising the holy hell. And that's the only way things get done is if you have to, you turn on the heat and you apply it. Because the biggest problem that I see, and I've been a strong advocate about this for several years, you have to go to your local city councils. You have to pay attention to what's going on. If not, don't bitch when your property taxes go up. You know, listen to my interview with Donald Sullivan on February 4th, I do believe. I got an update with him. He's my private property rights advocate. And in the state of North Carolina, he's exhausted almost every civil means of trying to find out why in the hell, if he owns his own land, why he has to pay property taxes on it. And is there ways to get around it? Now, several legal battles, he has managed to win lots of inroads and has actually secured a lot of his rights. The problem is he's doing this on his own dime with almost no revenue coming in. And with him being retired military, he's just now able to collect his government pension after doing 24 years in military in two different branches and reaching the level of colonel. So you know he's probably got a pretty halfway decent stipend there. But my point is, we're allowing all this stuff to go on. I mean, how long is this going to go? I mean, Dr. Seuss is under attack. I've never cared for those books. I always thought they sucked. I don't like repetitive crap anyways, but I understand the methodology and the mode behind it. But now they're going after not just some of the books, but the publisher that actually prints those books out. Now you've got Mr. Potato Head is going to be gender neutral. I mean, seriously, they are attacking every single thing. Another friend of mine sent me a new Amazon logo app with the logo on it, where it's the side of a box with the A to Z arrow, which is also a smile, and blue packing tape on the top. And they had to go put a fold at the end of the tape because of the fact that someone thought that it looked like a Hitler mustache. People come from, it's like, it is serious mental illness. You have to sit there and look at something and contemplate, how can I associate this with Nazi ideology? How can I associate this, with that, with Christianity? I mean, seriously, they must sit there. And what great brains are being wasted on trying to destroy anything that someone creates and pervert it into something else? You know, I mean, these people, everything to them is glass half empty to full empty. They refuse to see a glass half full, and they sure as fuck not going to let anyone have a full glass of something. So that's the type of stuff we're having to deal with. So you better step up now, because this cancel culture is going clear across the board and it's running amok, and no one is standing up. It's just like Martin Niemöller said. First it came for the engineers, and it came for this group, that group, this group, Christians, and then they came for it. And then because I wasn't any of these groups, I didn't speak up for them. Then it came for me. So, I mean, you know, you better start stepping up now, because pretty soon we're not going to have the option. They're going to tax our guns and ammunition. They're going to force us to have licensing. They're going to limit our capacity. And it's pretty obvious. I mean, there's also a serious shortfall of ammunition in the market because of the fact the government is buying up as much hollow point as they can get on there. What in the hell does a USPS need with hollow point bullets? Are you afraid someone's going to go postal? I mean, seriously, it's like, what the fuck? I mean, the U.S. Postal Service is such a losing entity. I mean, they're constantly in the red. And then when people get pissed because of the price of the stamps go up, they go and do the forever stamps, but the forever increase in the price. So you have no way to, until you step up and say, no, this is not going to happen, no, 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 watch. Like I said, when you care more about what some stupid football player does on a losing team like the Cincinnati Bengals, but you don't give a shit what your congressman's doing, this is why we have the problems we have. If you don't go to local city council meetings, you don't go to local school board meetings, I don't care if you have kids in school or not, or if they are in private school or not. You need to be going to the damn public school boards and meetings once in a while and see what's going on in there and find out why your property tax is through the frickin' roof, because they keep on tagging on shit. Again, if no one's there to voice an opinion and say, hell no, I'm not going to go, then it's just going to keep going up, up, and up. And then eventually tax you right out of your home. A friend of mine and here in Springboro, she's disabled. She's on SSI of some sort, I do believe. She's also a widow. Her husband had died from a heart attack. And, you know, she's just barely eking out. And for a couple of years, Springboro tried 5 times to put another tax levy on the ballot for the schools. 5 times it was rejected. And I think if I remember Kelly saying, it costs like either $15,000 or $55,000 to even put that shit on the ballot. So the bitching that they don't have any money, well, let's just go with the lower number. You're paying $15,000 every 6 months to put a fucking, a levy on the ballot that keeps failing. You might want to reassess your shit. And of course, after she had gotten in there, they had $20 million shortfall? That can't be that fucking much. It's been a while since I looked at the numbers. After she left, after a 4-year term, they had a $12 million surplus and they had renewed a big, huge teacher's contract. No jobs got cut. They did a bunch of shit. And then not even 6 months after she left, they ran out of money. They were giving money away left and right, raises, all sorts of crazy shit because they thought they had the funds. Then the next thing you know, oh, we need another levy. So, I mean, again, as much as they want to criticize the stuff that Kelly Coles had done on the school board, the one thing she was a hardcore fiscal conservative, and she got them out of a huge rut. At least with 55 KRC in Cincinnati, the residents of Cincinnati can tune in and listen to city council members and know that they have a $20 million shortfall in the city budget system. Now, what about the retirees? Are they going to get a pension check? So, I mean, that's a serious issue in itself, but at least they know that. Here in Dayton, we don't have any type of local media. I'm probably one of the few ones that actually even talk about the shit that happens in a shithole town because nobody talks about anything. Dayton Daily News will not discuss any of the fucking budget issues unless a Republican makes a stink about it or has a gaffe. A Democrat could have a complete scandal, and they won't barely even cover it. For example, Ryan McClint, this is like Dayton's first black female mayor, okay? The only reason why she got elected because her daddy got elected to city council like back in the 70s or 80s or some shit, okay? Charles McClint. Who gives a flying fuck what his skin color is? So she gets elected just because of her daddy's merits. She was a mayor for, God, at least 15 years or something like that. Terrible fucking mayor. She let one of our founding companies disappear. National Cash Register, NCR. So they got bought up by AT&T, and the CEO didn't like it here. He wanted to move everything back down to Atlanta. And so by the time they said, fuck it, we're packing up shit and going down, oh, then Ryan McClendon decided to go, wait, you can't go, you can't go. Hey, I've got tax differentials. He's like, you know, if you'd have came to us 6 months ago, we might have considered it, but, you know, fuck it. Boom. National Cash Register, gone. You know, a major staple of the Dayton area. You know, Dayton has a huge history of inventions and all sorts of companies started here. For example, Charles Kettering came up with the electric starter, and he started Delco Electronics, which eventually became Delphi Automotive, which eventually became its own entity and was the largest car parts manufacturer in the world. And Delphi is pretty much gone now. I mean, Kettering Hospital that he also started is still here. And I think it focuses more on cancer stuff, where Miami Valley is better on cardio. I don't remember. Again, it's been a while since I looked at some of that shit. But the bottom line is a lot of great names that started here in Dayton, you know, Wright Brothers and all sorts of, you know, pretty much everything's gone. So, I mean, they've allowed this town to go to shit. And, you know, Dayton always was a good manufacturing base, good blue-collar work here. But at the bottom line is you have a very eclectic mix of demographics here as far as economics. You got a lot of blue-collar guys, but you have a lot of white-collar stuff. And you just go to some of the suburbs, and you get a lot of, you know, various things. You want nice restaurants. You want nice accommodations. We've got a pretty good mix here. So when the shooter happened about a year and a half ago in the Oregon district, what did the current mayor, Nan Wally, what did she do? Instead of going up and using this as, let's turn these lemons into lemonade, she's up there trying to push gun control fucking shit. And I really hope that someone actually breaks into her house and fucking robs her at gunpoint. I really do. And says specifically, I'm targeting you, bitch, because I know you probably ain't got a gun in the house. So I think it's hilarious. I really do. When I hear stories all the time about young kids defending their families because their parents had showed them how to properly use a pistol, you see stories all the time. Guy broke into a house and at gunpoint and about to attack his sister, and he goes in the next room, gets dad's gun, and blows the fucker away. You hear shit all the time. Oh, we use excessive force. I don't give a shit. What do you use, dude? You entered my house. You just entered your tomb. If you found here at night, you'll be found here the next morning, is what they say. When I call to have a stretcher to get your carcass out of my house. I mean, that's the way it should be. You break into someone's home, you get what's coming to you. It's just how it is. Unfortunately, you can't booby trap your house because that's considered premeditated. You can't have a shotgun wired to the door. You can't have, you know, punji stakes at the base of the wall in front of the window. I mean, you can't do that. And it's like, why not? You come into my house, I'll make goddamn sure you come in, you're sticking around because you ain't leaving. You know, until they gave us the Castle Dominion law back, it was an open joke. Someone tries to break in your window and you shoot the fucker and he falls out and you need to drag him back in. It was an open joke. But that's what you had to do to protect your own ass. So this is one of the things we need to really be concerned about, because there are a lot of people out there who want to take your rights. They want to destroy the ability to, and I don't understand this. I see a lot of local city ordinances that are allowing people to have chicken coops in the freaking yards in the cities. You can have a chicken coop in your backyard. I don't think that's a little much, but, you know, different strokes for different folks. A lot of good old fucking, you know, good folks out there, good people. But, I mean, it's not something I want in my yard here in the area. Now, if I had an open piece of land out somewhere, hell yeah, I'll definitely consider having a chicken coop. Fresh eggs and you got fresh poultry? Fucking literally, dude. Hell, I'd go dig me up a big ass hole, make sure it's good, and I'd stock it with fish to go out and fish and get, you know? That's a serious issue, man. They are taking anything that has any intrinsic value, destroying it. You see, they've destroyed Star Wars, Star Trek, Transformers, anything that is a positive role model for kids or whatever. And even some of the kiddie shows, they come up with new versions like My Little Pony. And if you actually sit there and watch this stuff, dude, there's a lot of smut that's hidden inside these shows. And I tell people all the time, you need to review, unless it's a classic cartoon. For example, I noticed that at Walmart the other day, you walk into the toys section and they've got Masters of the Universe figures. Now, I used to have a bunch of these. They don't have the exact same figures. They've been slightly altered compared to the original design of the toy. But the bottom line is, some of the old titles are being recirculated because they can't come up with anything new. That's how I know society is about ready to crash, because of the fact that there is nothing in there that's worth the crap as far as new programs. So I think it's pretty sick. It is absolutely sick what's happening in this country. Anything that has any intrinsic value is being trampled on. And that's what they do. Someone takes something and then they either have the boom and bust cycles of the Fed, so that way they can get you on the ropes, come in fresh with cash, and then, you know, take your stuff. And that ain't right. It's not right at all, but that's how they do it. All right, we'll be back after these brief messages. If you want to call in, it's area code 607-203-5423.
Nowadays, there's a lot of talk about hate crimes. There's an entire body of laws against hate crimes. Everybody seems to be worried about hate. Hate appears to be the gravest problem of our time. But hate is good. Hate gives a structure to our life. Hate gives us a reason to exist, a focus, something to strive for, an identity. Hate is energy, pure energy, provided by Mother Nature herself. Hate enables us to see through lies and pretense and helps us to concentrate on the essential. Hate is democratic. Even the rich and the powerful cannot hate more than their slaves and subjects. And soon, hate may well be all that we have left. Hate emancipates. Without hate for slavery, you cannot break your shackles. And without hate for injustice, there can be no justice. The greatest achievements of the human race have grown from hate, and from the ability to control hate. Hate separates humans from animals. Animals do not hate, but humans do. Humans can hate for decades, sometimes their entire life. We can even pass hate on to our children and keep hate alive for centuries. Hate is a sign of abstract intellect, for only humans can hate people they have never seen or met, and only humans can hate concepts and processes. How can we know what love is if we refuse to recognize and understand hate? Love and hate are the two opposite sides of the same coin. Without hate, we are only halflings. In order to be complete, we need hate. Only fools talk endlessly about love, but forget the hate. Hate separates us from the meek and docile masses. Do not fear hate. Do not deny or reject hate. Accept hate. Embrace hate. Learn to know it and learn to use it. Hate is your most powerful weapon, a hidden source of your strength. Do not deny it from you. What the liberal elite fears most in this world is our ability to hate, because our hate will one day be the most revolutionary force on the planet. Our hate will destroy and create empires.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained, we teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio at ResolutionRDO.com.
Into the St. Thomas Show on the Resolution Radio Network.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
We are witnesses to the most ruthless attack on a president and the people who voted for him, and a free system that allowed it to happen in American history. From the highest levels of government to their media, universities, and billionaires, their hateful defiance of his legitimacy is an insult to each of us. But the ultimate insult is that they think we're so stupid that we'll let them get away with it. These saboteurs, slashing away with their leaks and sneers, their phony accusations and gagging sanctimony, drive their daggers through the heart of our future, poisoning our belief that honest custody of our institutions will ever again be possible, so they can then build their utopia from the ashes of what they burned down. No, their fate will be failure, and they will perish in the political flames of their own fires. We are the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-763-5999. That's harvestright.com or 800-763-5999.
All right, welcome back to the Resolution Radio Network at resolutionrdo.com. And you are listening to the St. Thomas Show, and I am that guy, Sunny motherfucking T, bitches. If you want to call in or listen now, it's area code 607-203-5423. That's area code 607-203-5423. Again, I encourage you to follow us on some of the places we are listed on social media. Obviously, you can give us a like on book at stthomas.com. I'm trying to get my redirects set up on that. My website holder has changed some stuff over the last few years. I think the lady that ran it for a number of years has sold the business to another company, as I knew she was having some health issues about even 10 years ago. So I have to contact them to figure out how to change that, because they've changed some of the software applications. So I got to go and fix all that shit. It's one of those things. You just got to find the time to do it. You never find the time. But definitely want to check it out. Again, you might want to check out many of our programs. We now have programs on 7 days a week again. So on Mondays is American Dissident Voices. Tuesday is Solar Storm. Wednesday is a brand new program, Truth Hurts, as in megahertz. And with Charles Gillespie, or sorry, Charlie Giuliani. And we just added that program on recently. I've been impressed with some of his stuff. He's from the same Renegade Broadcasting Network as Solar Storm, which is Kyle Hunt's project, as well as his wife, Sinead McCarthy. If you haven't seen it yet, you need to check out the Phenoma documentary that he put together and she narrated, called Hellstorm. And it showcases the genocide of Nazi Germany from 1944 to 1949, and essentially shows especially how the Red Army just came in and just was trying to literally obliterate the German people every step of the way. Basically, no female was safe from 8 to 88. They would basically just be completely attacked, ravaged, destroyed, raped, and murdered, and in many cases even dismembered, as pure psychological terror. So Red Army is pretty fierce, especially since good old Uncle Joe have put forth the decree that basically says no man is to go, every man is to go forward. You take a step back, you will be shot, and your family will be charged full of bullet. That's the communist society. This is what our little Democrats in Congress really want to push. And the more and more we worry about Tom Brady throwing a fucking great game, or worrying about Carson Palmer throwing a shitty game, instead of worrying about what and these stupid million-dollar football players get paid all this money to take a knee as an affront to a fucking country. You know, that's the thing that pisses me off. The Negroid Felon League, which is what the NFL is, they got all these blacks on the fucking team. They act like they're so oppressed. So oppressed. No other country in the world can you fucking go play – catch a stupid-looking ball on a goddamn thing, bust your ass being an athlete, go to college, and maybe get signed by the pros and make millions of dollars. If you're smart, you learn anything in college, you might actually save your money and invest it instead of spending it on your lavish lifestyle. Because guess what, buddy? NFL doesn't have a pension fund, assholes. So as soon as you retire, you get injured, all it takes is one injury. Boom! You're on your ass. And that mansion you have in the hills will go up for sale real quick because of the fact that you need to sell it. A friend of mine and I were actually at Meyer one day or something, and Icky Woods, who was a player on the Cincinnati Bengals back in the late 80s, early 90s or something like that. I don't remember when it was. I don't give a fuck about sports figures. But he had this little dance he'd do side to side called the Icky Shuffle. Okay, he was out there with a cartel essentially selling his autograph. And I was just like, wow, how far you have fallen. But yeah, you got Anthony Munoz, who came here from San Diego, loves Cincinnati. And so he took his money and invested it. Matter of fact, I think his son is actually on the Hamilton County Commission. So, there's a guy that basically made sure he had a better life for himself, knowing he only was going to play for so many years. And then, you know, took care of himself. The guy's got obviously half a brain to realize that this is a short ride. So it's like with some of these rock stars, you know, they go and live this opulent life of decadence and shit. And all it takes is one bad single or one bad album sale, dude, and you're a has-been that shouldn't probably have never been. I mean, seriously. And there's always a new band out there that's ready to take your listeners' listening dollars. And with this COVID crap, a lot of these bands can't tour. And that, and since that's the only way many of them can't make money anymore, it's becoming very detrimental, especially to some of the heritage artists, because they still want to tour and try to make the most money that they can. And some of them try to keep the ticket sales down a little bit, but some of them are really jacking the prices up because they know this is probably their last go around and they want a clean house. So, like, I wanted to see Phil Collins on his last tour, but tickets almost $200 a hit, dude. Love Phil Collins, but not that much, bro. Dude. You know, seriously, man, make me shout in Susudio really loud because then you can tell, take me home. Well, I'm going to tell you to go home because I'm not paying $200 to see you, Phil. Love you dearly. I think you're one of the greatest fucking voices of the 80s, but dude, I'm not spending that much money, man. Sorry. So, you know, it's like when Highland was getting ready to tour over here, I said, dude, I would be willing to spend up to $50 to get a ticket. And actually, I was very surprised that the tickets were less than that when I saw them last year. So, very, very cool stuff. But again, go to parlor.com/St. Thomas Show. You can also go to t.me/St. Thomas Show, Real St. Thomas, and Resolution RDO for Telegram. And on Gab at St. Thomas Show, Real St. Thomas, and Resolution RDO. So there actually is not a Real St. Thomas on Telegram. Well, there is. It's me. But I do not have a Real St. Thomas account on Telegram. It is on Gab, so I misspoke. Anyways, there's other programs on our network as well. My show is on Thursdays. Friday is the Political Cesspool with James Edwards. And Saturday's Nordic Frontier, which is the English language program of the Nordic Resistance Movement. And Sundays, we now have a regular scheduled program of European American News with Gunnar Troy again. And our ratings have been really, really good with this program. He was contemplating a maybe switching to Wednesday, but he's actually had such good numbers on Sunday, he's decided to keep it there. So I'm like, okay, cool. So we got a lot of cool programs in Resolution Radio Network. So you're able to get a lot of different points of view. Fauci rips Texas governor for reopening businesses, ending mask mandate. You know, no one gives a fuck what you think, Fauci. And what is this thing with this motherfucker? He always wears the same blue shirt. Does anyone notice this? He wears the same blue-colored dress shirt all the time. Does this guy ever change his clothes? You know, it's like Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. All his commercials, he wears the same, like, royal blue dress shirt. I don't know what's up with that, but I think it's kind of interesting that that's one of the things that he does. So the good thing is Texas says, well, we're in on all this bullshit. Fuck that. We're getting back to the thing. Because especially after all that stuff that just happened with them, they're making damn sure they want to get their economy back up and running real, real fast. They don't want to dick around. So we're seeing like CEOs of different companies are getting forced out of things. Uh-oh. Thank you.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look toward the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.